Now we come to another rather remarkable chapter, and that's chapter 7 here. It's next to the longest chapter in the Bible. Do you know what the longest chapter is? You're right, Psalm 119, all about the Word of God. And here, next to it, 89 verses, and it's all about, you know what? The gifts of the princes, all about what they brought. And if you want to know my personal opinion, this is a pretty monotonous chapter because it's repetition again and again. And what each did, all these princes are mentioned. What each one of them gave is mentioned here. And I wonder if I might take just enough of your time to share. Well, let me begin at verse 11. And the Lord said unto Moses, they shall offer their offering, each prince, on his day for the dedicating of the altar. And he that offered his offering the first day was Nashon, the son of Amminadab of the tribe of Judah. Do you know about him? Well, I don't. If you know anything about him, let me know. I'd like to know about him. This is all I know about this man. But God knew him. And God took note of the gifts that he brought. And his offering was one silver charger. The weight thereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. Both of them were full of fine flour, mingled with oil, for a meal offering. One spoon of 10 shekels of gold full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Nashon, the son of Amminadab. Now look, did you find that interesting? I didn't. Nothing in the world but a grocery list.